Hello and welcome to the Aligned Leader podcast. I'm Daniel Jordi and I'm your host. And on the Aligned Leader, we feature some of the most cutting-edge technology CEOs and digital executives in Switzerland in order to empower next-generation entrepreneurs to cut their learning curve and in order to establish Switzerland as a global digital innovation hub. Welcome to the show today. Today, I have Ben Tallinn on the show, and he is the founder and CEO of the Helm 361 Group and More Than Digital. Very excited to talk to you today and dive into your story. So without a big preface here, let's dive right into it. So Ben, tell us a bit more. Who is Ben? What's the story behind Ben? And what's the story that got us to where we are today?
Ben is pretty much kind of like a long story when it comes to entrepreneurship. It's really kind of like originally Austrian. Some might hear it, someone probably not in English. Started then off quite early as an entrepreneur. It was kind of like you catch the opportunity, you go right into it, you catch whatever comes. And with a 13-year-old boy, you don't expect much, but still you land there. And back then it was also kind of like the passion for digital. I mean, I was helping companies like hotels, like even some women who were having problems with their printers. So it was good business back then. And I really know that it was too cheap. That is actually not good. But it was a success. So that was pretty much the foundation of my current entrepreneurial state, let's say. Afterwards, there was a long decision phase. What do I want to do? To be honest, I didn't want to land in digital afterwards. I was really fighting for quite a long time, kind of like no more IT, no matter whatever. I want to do something else. And yeah, now several years later, I'm kind of like the founder of one of the most digital things you can say, More Than Digital, as it even says the name. And it is really, I don't know, sometimes things catch you. And I'm here because the life led me here. And somebody told me even like digital won't let me off. So that's pretty much the story behind it. And afterwards moved to Zurich, studied here, was also doing my startups. It was pretty interesting time because I did quite a lot of things next to that. I had my university studies. I was having some side jobs, which are also, they were great. And they taught me quite a lot of different stuff. I was into business analytics, private equity, even in real estate and whatever. So just to get to know each and every part of business side, let's say, and also to find my passion, let's say. And finally, it was always the same. It was digital. They even taught me kind of like every time I was into business analytics, I was then pushed into digital topics. So it's kind of like it's following me from then. And now pretty much what I'm doing now is kind of like my main job came from an agency after not really successful starting two startups. There was the simple problem of no money, no prototype, no prototype, no money. So kind of like the simple vicious circle you can have. And in the end, it's really kind of like where I started then it's kind of like, where can I do something for me and create my own resources? So I created an agency. I partnered up with some people. I told myself kind of like, where did I get the experience, the programming power and whatever together to actually have what I need to start my startups? So that was kind of like the Extreme Web Services back then. With that, I bought another company. I even had then to send the one company to bankruptcy. Had a spin-off, which is then the Helm 361 group. And out of that group, it's kind of like, that's my basis for my doings right now. It's kind of like, I have my agency. I can have my own development team. I really have great people, and that really makes the difference. Because back then, I also started off with, I don't know, with kind of like the feeling, you are good, you can do it on your own. Until you figure out, kind of like, wow, there are so amazing people out there. I can get something from him, I can get something from him, from her and him. So together, I suddenly started to realize kind of like, you can do great changes. And yeah, so my whole company group is built on that, kind of like connecting good people, having good ideas, and bringing the best people for the right, let's say, instruments and also ideas together. And yeah, as this topic of digitalization is just following me, that's why kind of like I also named it 361. The 1% more is kind of like the innovation part. I really wanted to focus on what is new, what is not on the market, what is innovative. So that was really my big challenge in there. What I was then thinking about is also kind of like, how do I change people? Because I figured out that a lot of companies I talk to, a lot of entrepreneurs I talk to, they hear a lot of buzzwords, but they cannot do anything with that. And sometimes you're just desperate when you think kind of, that would be so easy to change. And that was also the foundation for Modern Digital, because, okay, customers always told me kind of like, you and your, it's always Modern Digital. So that's kind of like the story behind the name of Modern Digital. It's actually just a customer complaining that I'm talking too much about this digital stuff. And yeah, then I started to kind of like giving my knowledge away, because we have seen that in history, knowledge and adaption to knowledge is kind of like the basis for each and every transformation. And I guess we are now in the position to say we need knowledge to understand digital transformation. And that is pretty much my story, why I'm pretty much here also.
I love that. I mean, one thing in there that kind of like is reflected in it's in Modern Digital and in your company and in your whole journey is that at a very early age, you understood that you can't really do everything by yourself. You can't go the path alone. And it only makes sense if you work closely together with others, and you, not only that, but you build this idea or this, you build collaboration into the DNA of what you build. Because with Modern Digital, you have built collaboration, lots of contributors working together to create a platform, which is also an asset, which is also the largest digital media outlet in Europe.
Yeah, in the German speaking
area, Germany, Austria,
Switzerland.
So, and you understood, if I just do it myself, it's never going to happen. So what you did is you built this idea of collaboration into the DNA of it, and it sounds like that's one of the success recipes that you've done in the past. And that's something really interesting I want to dive a little bit more into, because you know, old school thinking for a long time has been, well, you know, there's, we only have competitors, you know, we can't work with anybody else, it's just going to be us, you know, we have to own everything and control everything. So we built these, you know, 1 million employee people companies that become this horrible machinery that nobody really wants to be part of. And what you have sort of like understood at a very early age is that, well, collaboration makes a lot more sense, especially in a world that is completely connected, that is completely collaborative, really, especially in today's generations. It's completely collaborative. And if we put that power of collaboration together, we can work in a very lean and an incredibly efficient way together to create something amazing. So, I mean, I was just rambling now, but I think I wanted to really draw people's attention to that, to understand that this is the core of what makes this work. So tell me a bit more. So let's start with Modern Digital. Why did you start Modern Digital?
Pretty much I was desperate. I was really desperate because I was giving my companies always the chance of kind of like educating customers. I always got in there kind of like, please have a look at this article and whatever, until I found out, okay, there is limited knowledge around what is really digital transformation, what is digitalization, what is whatever topic. So everybody's talking about it, but nobody's really trying to explain it. So I just started on my own kind of like to answer questions I heard every day with kind of like easy speak. I just tried to make it as easy as possible so everybody can understand it. And sometimes I really get feedback from customers kind of like, wow, that was easier than I expected. And I think that's really kind of like the basic principle of it. And I also started it kind of like as a contribution. Everybody should have something of that. I don't really mind how many people actually are using this or not, or if they copy it or whatever. For me, it was kind of like educate people and give them the chance to actually find something. And then it was kind of like also, come on, guys, you're good, so give me your knowledge. You're good at marketing, you're good at sales, you're good at CRM, whatever. So give me your knowledge, but please, just one simple thing. Always think of a person who doesn't understand digitalization, and always think of the basic question behind it, and start from that. Start from explaining what a merge means to kind of like how can you use it, how to's, and whatever. So really start off with what people really want to hear. They don't want to hear kind of like buzzword buzzing till their ears bleed. They want to get a simple answer of why is it important for me and is it really important for me? That's also a good question. And I also just had an interesting talk, and he also asked me kind of like, yeah, how much does digitalization cost? And I was like, you can go 50% of the way by your own. It's not rocket science. It's kind of like just doing simple stuff, but doing consistently something to change yourself. And that's kind of like also the message I want to get out. And Modern Digital is also based pretty much on the simple thing of giving knowledge to everybody. So that is the collaboration I also expect from kind of like the collaborators on there, where I say, you get something from that whole system. I don't want money. There is no advertisement. There is whatever. There is nothing on the platform. Modern Digital is purely NGO, and I want to keep it that way because I had interesting talks with some big companies kind of trying to get me forcing into, yeah, if we sponsor you, you have to do this, this, and this product, and we have to mention this. And I was like, no, wait. That's not what Modern Digital is. I just want to give you information. If you want to collaborate and if you want to convince your customers that your solution is good, so give them knowledge to understand it and don't force them to buy it.
I love how that also rolls into, you know, content marketing basically as a vehicle, but not looking at it really as content marketing, but more in terms of educating your customers. And what I love about what you just said is, you know, it's always tempting, you know, because once we build up something very valuable, we suddenly have all the gremlins coming in and go like, oh, you know, there's lots of carrots here, you know, there's lots and lots of carrots suddenly, right? And it can be very tempting. And standing your ground and saying that what this is not what this is all about. If you can buy into that vision, that's fine. But if you don't, just know. You're either all in or you're all out. It's sort of like, you know, it's very harsh in a sense, but it's very clear. There's a line. We cross that line, you're out. You're inside of that circle, it's fine. And I'm very inspired by that because it's easy to be tempted into those conversations and then into those agreements or whatever. And, you know, it's like, tell me a bit more about what is it that really gets you excited every day about the work that you do? What is it that really drives you every day, that gets you out of bed every morning?
Actually, it changed quite a lot in the the basic topic is always the same. I just love to do something new. My biggest challenge is always kind of like, how can I create something from scratch? I still have a list on my phone, which is like 18 companies long, which I have ideas of startups, how to change things, because it either bothers me or it's just annoying or whatever. It's kind of like, why is it not already there? Of course, my time is limited, so still the 18 companies are on the list and not somewhere in the making. But it's kind of like what drives me every day. It's really kind of like, how can I do something better? I'm easily, that's one downside of me. Sometimes I'm easily bored of the same stuff. So I want to do something new. If I do something, I want to make it different. I want to also inspire people. And that is what I love about Modern Digital and what gives me so much energy to give all my free time actually in there. Because you feel that people get inspired. You can help somebody. And also, for example, also for keynote speaking, when I'm on the stage and afterwards, people are kind of like, wow, that opened the eyes and that really made a difference for me. That is kind of what drives me also, where I can really say I made an impact. It's not just that I was standing there and kind of like getting money for standing there. I was really changing someone's life. And even if it's just one idea they implement someone, I made an impact. And that's kind of like the two pillars of my motivation is always kind of like try something new and also fail. That's also part of the game. And inspire people for different stuff. And also digital. I mean, digital is really, it's part of my DNA. It's part of me. Just ask my girlfriend. She is kind of like pretty annoyed about me talking about digital stuff. And last time we got started about blockchain, and she was like, oh my God, please. But it's kind of like, it's my DNA. I love the new things and also new technology, and pretty much digitalization is just a buzzword for kind of like every change we are happening, which is happening right now. And just because you name it digitalization doesn't mean that there is actually some meaning behind it. What it really means is that we are evolving, there is new technology coming, and this is just awesome. I just love it because new things really get me started on kind of like thinking new ways of implementing things, changing people's lives with technology, with services or whatever. That's kind of like, that's my passion.
Now talk to me more about this change, about this impact, because with what you're doing with Helm 61 and with Modern Digital, there's a certain change you bring about in the world. There's a certain impact that you have in the world, a certain change, a certain transformation by itself, you know, that these ventures drive forward. What is that change that you want to see in the world that you are trying to drive forward with these ventures?
There's like a lot of different levels. So I also had just recently this thought about kind of like, what is the real impact? I mean, Modern Digital, I really see a huge impact. It's also fascinating how you see kind of like governments coming to you asking about digital change, if you're partnering up with very interesting initiatives, whatever. They really see kind of like you educate people, and with that you drive change for a lot of people around them. So it's kind of like the network effect. It's just like cascading down till kind of like the last person. And that's really, that's a very rewarding thing, where you can really can, at the end you can say, wow, that impacted probably thousands or millions of lives right now because somebody understood this topic and how important it is. And Modern Digital, of course, it's mainly focused on a German speaking area right now. But still, it's kind of, when you see what is impacted by digitalization, how many companies are affected by that. And when I also see, I have a lot of customers kind of like coming to me with questions which are basic, and I really saw myself, wow, okay, that is representing 70% of the workers. So they are affected because their leaders, their company owners, CEOs, whatever, don't understand what really is happening. And that is affecting people's lives. Because sometimes the companies just go bankrupt, or they have to change, or they have to go to China or wherever. It's kind of like they're all impacted by this topic. And that is really changing a lot of people's life when you think about not doing anything. And that's the big challenge about it, to really make an impact and also try to make it neutral, to also see digitalization as a chance, but also as a risk. And you always have to think about the risk to mitigate it, because recently there is quite a lot of buzzing around in the PR, kind of like it's the biggest thing ever happening. Of course, there are downsides. You always have to mention the downsides, but there are also upsides, and we don't have to be afraid about that. And I think change can just happen when everybody understands both sides, and you need to understand what the topic even is. So that is kind of like the change. And from my company level, I always try to make things different. I mean, just recently launched a new consultancy company. We have been pilot projecting that for 1.5 years to make consultancy different. Because I heard so many people complaining about, no, consultancies, they're not working. It's just not working because they're coming in, they're telling you something, and then they're going away. So I told myself, okay, what is the basic principle of how to make things better? I mean, of course, it's just small scale, and that's just 8 people, so it's not kind of like the big change like whatever Accenture or IBM, but still you need to sometimes start on a small scale to make an impact and to show people also it can do a difference. And maybe it's also an example, maybe it's also failing, but maybe it's also an example for other people to say like, okay, we have to change how things are. And that's kind of like, you need to always ask why is something like that? I mean, when you go to big corporates, as you said, it's like a million people company, and suddenly you're in there and it's a machinery, you're one gear of the whole machinery, and suddenly you realize kind of like, well, okay, it has always been like that, and it will be always like this. And this is not really working. So you have to always ask, I mean, Jeff Bezos, a good example. How can you be your own biggest competitor? The only question Jeff Bezos is asking himself, Amazon will be disrupted. Is it us who will disrupt Amazon or somebody else? And that is what the DNA of a lot of companies is not reflecting, because sometimes they're too big, sometimes they're lazy, or they cannot just maneuver. And that's one of the big problems where we can really say, sometimes you need to lead by example, and More Than Digital is then more kind of like you lead by giving them knowledge about how it could be and how it could change. That's my two impacts, I would say.
I love that. I mean, it's very inspiring to see like what you're building with those different with those two organizations, but also underneath of that with many more ventures that, you know, you're building up as part of the group and things like that. Another thing, like maybe a bit more long term, like, you know, is there, like, when you look at your lifetime, and, you know, we're both not in our 50s yet, or are in our 60s yet, but if you would sort of like project yourself out there, you know, somewhere, you know, getting close to that retirement age or whatever, and you would sort of like look back, what is the main thing you would want to have happen, you know, or would like to see happen because of the work that you've done in the world?
Actually, I think the biggest impact is if people tell you that you made an impact on their life. That is really when you see kind of like the biggest impact. What I want to achieve kind of like is two different levels. It's a personal level. It can be kind of like the small solo entrepreneur from Zurich who says like, okay, just reading this article changed my life. It can be something else where you really said you had an impact, but the big thing is, and where I really always say to all of my mentees and whatever, I don't want to regret. I don't want to look back when I'm 80 and tell myself, oh shit, I didn't do that, because I was afraid to do it. And that's what keeps me driving, because I try, I fail, I try, I succeed. And that is kind of like, at least I can say I tried. Because I regret pretty much things I don't do. I don't regret things I do and fail, but I regret things I'm not doing. And that is the one thing that really kind of like, it would bother me if I would look back and say like, I didn't do something because. There is no because. Either you do it or you leave it. And that's kind of, yeah, that's my biggest regret, if I can't do that and don't make an impact on myself. And if I make an impact on myself, you always change the world around you.
And I mean, it's really interesting. We talked about, you know, the nature of Switzerland in terms of safety, security, not really risk-taking and things like that as well. And it's an interesting reflection, and probably one of the reasons why you're also here in this country and having your impact partly very much in this country as well, because, you know, we have sort of a culture here in Switzerland that is a lot very, very, very safety driven, very, you know, risk averse and things like that. And, you know, and it's easy for a lot of people to look back and say, well, you know, I wish I would have done that, would have not been that risk averse, would have, you know, be a bit more adventurous and just took that risk and not be afraid of that failure and things like that. And I think that in and of itself is huge. That's a massive piece, you know, just looking at sort of like a lifetime of walking through the world and leading by example, just like you mentioned it before, by basically saying, look, my life is really about starting new things, doing new things, creating new things, being innovative, because this is who I am. And that's because if I walk through life like that, I have the impact around me in the people that I, you know, meet, and the people that I talk to, the people that see me online or whatever, in the same way. So I get to reflect that impact on other people as well.
Yeah, as always. I mean, there was very interesting talk about how good fortune is kind of like impacting, or how also happiness is impacting people. And this professor told kind of like, if just 1% of the people would be happier, the whole world would be a happier place. And sometimes it's just a small scale things because they reflect good stuff. I also see people around me getting inspired and really say kind of like, wow, okay, you did it. So yeah, why not do it? And it's kind of like a small scale impact. And of course, I try to make bigger impacts. I try to give my knowledge to a lot of people. I teach a lot of entrepreneurs on pro bono basis to actually just give people something back. I also got a lot of help. I had a lot of mentors and I was in a lot of contests and I really had great people around me and it helped myself really a lot. So I'm trying also to give that back. It's of course on a small scale if I have like 2-3 people per month that can help, but still it's impacting if they also do something. And I guess sometimes you cannot just look at the big picture. You also have to start small. And of course, for example, Modern Digital, I'm trying to change life of thousands of entrepreneurs to just give them the tools they need to actually understand what is going on around their business. That is impacting on another scale. If I kind of like lobby for digitalization on the political level, it's having an impact, but it's not a direct impact. And it's also a different, how do you say that? It's kind of like it's giving you different satisfactions of kind of like giving some person a real impact or indirect impact for many persons. So you always, I think you have to combine both to actually be aligned with your statement. And for me, it's really, I'm passion driven. And that's the easiest thing then. If you have your passion, it's easy to talk about it in the end.
Absolutely, it is, and it's interesting what you mentioned because you got sort of like talked about the direct and indirect, impact. The direct impact is probably like what you're aiming at doing, and the indirect is more like the ripple effect of it. You know, like you know the happiness thing you mentioned before, and lots of the other things you mentioned before as well. So, really amazing insights. I mean, thank you so much for sharing that wisdom and your thoughts, your perspective, on these topics, on digitalization, on what it really means to you as well. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being in the show, Ben.
Thanks for listening to The Aligned Leader. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you get full access to all the newly released episodes every Wednesday. Do you have any topics that you would like us to cover? Then send us an email to daniel@leadersbridge.org and we'll work on it. And if you'd like to learn more about our initiatives, for example, like the CEO Collaboration Day, head over to leadersbridge.org.